Well-known North Bay businessman, John Lyle passed away at the Nipissing Serenity Hospice on Sunday, December 22, at the age of 85. John was a multifaceted, well-respected man, says his obituary. His love of all things outdoors, from fishing and hunting, to a love of gardening, was a constant throughout his life. He was a self-made man who built a business based on a friendly demeanor and a passion for hard work that never left him. Read the full obituary here. Starting out on his own at the Abbey on Main Street, he, along with the support of his wife Maureen, built the business to include dozens of locations around Ontario and BC, being recognized on a national level multiple times for his contributions, accomplishments, and success within his retail industry. John employed many hundreds of people in the last 50 years, many of whom he viewed as friends. It was always a special moment for him when customers, former co-workers, and friends would stop in to say hello to Mr. Lyle. He was a fixture in the North Bay business community, specifically the downtown core, over the decades. It was a role in the early days of Canadore College that brought the family to North Bay from Kingston, Ontario. It was there that he made many lifelong friends whom he always remembered fondly. He was especially proud of his role in helping build and establish the many trails around Duchesne Falls and the college campus that still exist and are frequently enjoyed by many to this day. As president of the North Bay Chamber of Commerce in the mid-1970s, he formed strong, respectful relationships with many in the area and helped guide the business community during that time. Lyle was a devoted Catholic who attended Mass regularly at the Pro Cathedral, where he served on the Pro Cathedral Parish Council, again helping to guide as best he could. He was always proud of his time spent on the Scollard Hall Foundation Board and especially the work that group did to oversee the funding and eventually build the lasting legacy that is the Koondari Field facilities. His contributions and involvement were varied and often quiet, and he took great pride in serving as he could, says the obituary. Most important to John until his last breath was his love of family. He was supportive and caring, especially in times of need, always there to help no matter the circumstance. It was family that mattered to him most. The family will be receiving friends at Hillside Funeral Services, 362 Airport Road, today, Thursday, December 26. From 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral Mass will be held on Friday, December 27, 2024, at the Pro Cathedral of the Assumption, 480 McIntyre St. West, at 2 p.m.